Welcome. I'm Kayla Zander, and you're watching Working TV. Last week, here in East Vancouver, we had a great party to celebrate the 25th anniversary in elected office of Vancouver East Member of Parliament Libby Davies. From the day she started working in the downtown East Side at the age of 19, through her years on Parks Board and City Council, to her presence today in Parliament, Libby has been a tireless advocate for working people, for peace, for the environment, and for our communities. That's why hundreds of people gathered last Friday night to celebrate with this remarkable woman. Stay with us.
Start the history off by saying a few things about Libby in her early days, and I'm sure there'll be lots said by Jack and others about her performance in the House. But I met Libby in the 70s in downtown Eastside, of course. At that time, her father, Peter, was a social activist at First United Church, and her mother, Margaret, who's here tonight, has worked for years with downtown people. So she comes by her genes and her roots naturally. Libby and Bruce made a great team. Bruce was the shit disturber, and Libby was the quiet negotiator who became less and less quiet whenever there was an issue that concerned her. They organized a wonderful organization, as you know, called DERA, Downtown Eastside Residents Association, a marvelous organization that still exists. And along with Bruce and Libby, of course, were Gene Swanson. Gene's here tonight. And she tells me the welfare cuts are deeper than they've ever been, so we better get behind what she's doing. Anna Wong was another very strong activist with the Chinese community. And then when Leaf was born, Bruce was so proud that I remember him phoning all of us. He was on the phone. He was so excited he could hardly talk. So he was pretty proud of this new Nordic son of his. Libby was a great organizer for DERA. And she persuaded, in particular, I think one of the outstanding things that she achieved was to persuade the NPA City Council that the Carnegie Center should be used for the community. They were going to do other things with it. And thanks to Libby, that center was developed, and it is a home to hundreds of people every day. A wonderful contribution. Now, we were all very proud when Libby became a member of City Council, Libby and Bruce, and others from COPE. And we, of course, worked hard to support her. Then when Bruce was ill, and I think by then Libby had retired from council, in Vancouver East, we were very anxious to have an NDP member of parliament. I hate to say the name, but we did have a woman from the Liberals at that time for a short period, very short period. So I remember going to Libby and Bruce and trying to persuade them that Libby really should run. Libby was reluctant, but Bruce, I know, was very strongly in favor of it. And so she did run for the NDP. I think it was 1997, and she won. She won, and so did Canada when she ran. So we all know what an outstanding parliamentarian Libby is and what a wonderful community activist she still is. A strong advocate for peace, for social justice, and she has done us all proud.